The reading is a New Testament reading and taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the baby who was born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east. We came to worship him." When King Herod heard about this new king of the Jews, he was troubled, and all the people in Jerusalem were worried too. Herod called a meeting of all the leading priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Christ would be born. They answered, "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea." The prophet wrote about this in the scriptures. "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are important among the rulers of Judah. A ruler will come from you. He will be like a shepherd for my people, the Israelites." Then Herod had a secret meeting with the wise men from the east, and he learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. Then Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem, and he said to them, "Go and look carefully to find the child. When you find him, come tell me. Then I can go and worship him too." The wise men heard the king and then left. They saw the same star they had seen in the east, and it went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They went to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped the child. They opened the gifts they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod, so they went home to their own country by a different way. This is the word of the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, the shepherds have been and they've gone. And today it's the turn of the Magi, the wise men from the east. The shepherds had had such a direct experience of the living God. Angels singing glory to God in the highest, telling the shepherds where to go, telling the shepherds what they would find. Simple shepherds, simple message. But the wise men, the Magi, these Persian priests with the gift of interpreting dreams and who understood the movement of the stars, they saw this heavenly brilliance as a guide to this major event. Their route, their way of finding Christ was very different to the shepherds, but the outcome was the same. They were filled with joy, overwhelmed, Matthew tells us. Now, just after Christmas, on the Friday, I went to the east, not to Bethlehem, I went to Bradford. David and Margaret's sort of area, past Cleckheaton. And you may wonder what I was doing in Bradford. Well, I went in the quest of an away victory. I returned disappointed, 0-0. Now, the journey, and I guess many of us are so reliant now on sat-nav. We put in the postcode, we follow it, we follow the instructions. And when I was coming out of Bradford after the game, we'd had quite a long walk to where the car was parked. We drove out of the city and sat-nav told me all the right places to turn. But once I got onto the M62, I didn't need to pay too much attention to the sat-nav because I knew where I was. I was in familiar territory. And it was a rotten evening. I was on the second row in this stand and the rain was sweeping in. It was horrible weather, it really was. And as we got onto the M62 and started to climb, it just got worse. And as we passed Junction 25, I thought of the monks where I trained for ordination. I thought, well, they'll be safely tucked in their beds now. But I know they're going to be up at 6 for matins as well. But I thought of the journey I'd had to actually go there every week over the M62 or on the railway via Huddersfield. More climbing to go on the road as you go up to what is the highest motorway in England. And the cloud come down, the rain was driving in, the wipers were going double speed. And I was reminded of another past life event on the Pennines, another memory. And it's when I was training to do my Mountain Leader Award with the Scouts. And you had to do nighttime navigation. Once you'd sort of passed the first stage in the daytime, you had to go somewhere totally unfamiliar at night. And I was taken, and I brought the map with me. Actually, I dug out the map this morning to find the reference points still on there. But I was taken to a moor over the Woodhead Pass. I think there's a feature on this moor called Dead Edge End, which kind of says it all. If you've driven across the moors, you'll know how featureless it is. And every single small thing to target is so important. I remember seeking and finding an air shaft, which is located above the old railway that goes in through the Woodhead Tunnel. And it's this little circular brick construction. And I remember the satisfaction at finding this air shaft in the dreariness of the moors. And then not just that, but going on to find a sheepfold as well. And it's so reassuring when you can find, you know, on these maps, there's a tiny little black line there that says sheepfold, and you know exactly where you are. Emily Dickinson, an American poet, wrote, "The sailor cannot see the north, but knows the needle can." The sailor cannot see the north, but knows the needle can. The needle always points north. And sure enough, it's pointing north today. And so with that waterproof map and that compass, trying to hold on to that map in the wind that night with the rain driving in my face, I knew the air shaft would be found ultimately. Keep walking in faith. Trust the compass. Even when when the natural sense of direction is saying, oh no, you need to go that way. No, you've go that way. Because that's what the compass is telling you. You must follow it. Don't listen to what your own voice is telling you. How often, perhaps, have you in a town centre or wherever suddenly reverted to what your mind is telling you, and then you realise you've gone wrong because you didn't listen to the instruction which seems so counter-natural to what you wanted to do? And I think that's like that in today's gospel. You know, the desert must have been more featureless than the moors. I don't know if they had they certainly didn't have an ordnance survey map then, did they? And if they did, what would it say in like little pool here? Maybe a few clump of trees here by the oasis? There'd be no sheepfolds out in the desert, would there? And yet, those wise men were able in faith to make that journey to Bethlehem. Albeit they came to Jerusalem first. Where is this child? I think that's like us in our lives, isn't it? We cannot see our destinations. We need something to help us find our way to the destination. We need the sat-nav or the map and compass. Something to help us find our way. Particularly when there's not much to go off. What are the stars in our lives to guide us to Christ? What are those stars? What can help us find our way to Jesus? I've thought about the hallmarks of Christian living. living life as Christians, applying what Jesus teaches us. Like-minded people can be guidepoints for us. As a community of faith, wise men and women of faith who can be trusted, who can be relied on to give advice or to guide us. Living lives of prayerfulness, finding time to read the Bible to help shape and form us as Christ-centered people. If you take that service sheet home with you, does it just go in the grey bin? Or do you look back at that reading and ponder on it? Think about what God is saying to you through that reading, what you've heard today. Silence and solitude is so important. Finding space to be alone. And then there's friendships and relationships that help shape the direction of travel in our own lives. All these aspects are guiding lights. Not so much a single star to look at, but a few stars to help us. A constellation of stars. So that our minds are concerned about the way where we're travelling, where we're aiming for. And if we go the right way, then we will inevitably find our own way to Bethlehem, or rather be led to find Jesus. I cannot tell you, and no one can, what the future holds. We live in an uncertain world, don't we? How the church will evolve. But going the right way and following the right stars can help lead us to the one who brings confidence and trust in the future. That uncertain future is so much more reassuring if we have confidence in the living Jesus. The wise men, when studying the stars, did not know exactly where they were going. They just knew to follow that heavenly brilliance. May we, in 2024, be filled with courage to follow and live by our own stars and trust that we will be led into the places where God wants us to go. Amen.